Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
So far, Arkansas is the only state that's been able to implement a work requirement for people to prove they have a job in order to get health insurance under Medicaid expansion. Now, assuming the courts allow that requirement to stand, just how many people in Virginia might end up losing health insurance? Freddie Mejia, the Commonwealth Institute, says it could be as many as 74,000 people.
We think that if, you know, Virginia moves forward, based on some of the similarities between Arkansas and Virginia, that it is feasible that 23% of Virginia's population could lose coverage.
That's one in four people benefiting from the newly expanded program who could be kicked out of their health insurance plan for not filing the right paperwork at the right time to the right person. Adam Searing at Georgetown University says Virginia would be taking on a new administrative burden, demanding all that information, and then following through by kicking people out of Medicaid plans.
The problem is that that is another layer of administrative red tape. And if you make a mistake, you don't just get a nasty letter, you lose your health coverage.
Last week, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources sent a letter to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in Washington, pressing for federal money to pay for work training as part of ongoing negotiations between the two on a waiver application that's still unresolved. A spokeswoman for the governor says negotiations are ongoing. I'm Michael Pope.